It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's E-Commerce Minute, episode 754.
In today's episode, Amazon Prime Day's move to October.
Amazon Prime Day is that made-up holiday by the e-commerce giant that offers store-wide deals and usually happens every July. Amazon said last year that Prime members bought 175 million items and saved more than $1 billion during the two-day sale. But since the outbreak of COVID-19, rumors swirled that Amazon was moving the date, possibly to September, as we reported in episode 689. Now it appears the new date for Amazon Prime Day will be October 5th. An Amazon spokesman told Fox Business it hadn't laid out any public dates regarding Prime Day for 2020, but in emails obtained by Business Insider, Amazon representatives told sellers that October 5th is the current placeholder date. Quote, a definitive date will be announced as we get closer to the event, end quote, the email reportedly said. As with many other e-commerce merchants, Amazon has seen surging demand since COVID-19 lockdowns began in March, but the company has also faced challenges and lawsuits related to warehouse safety. The company has also been on a hiring spree, adding 100,000 workers when states first started shutting down in March, then hiring another 75,000 workers in April. Amazon has been working to return its logistics operations to normal after it was hit with a wave of online orders at the height of the pandemic, which resulted in delivery delays and inventory shortages. Since then, operations at Amazon's warehouse have slowly returned to normal, but new coronavirus outbreaks across the country could threaten to upend its logistics operations once again. But Amazon may not delay Prime Day beyond October, as it would coincide with the holiday shopping season, which typically kicks off in November. Gotta do what you gotta do. But yeah, it would be silly to do it past October, because then it would just be Christmas, right?
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing October. I get why, but yeah, this is gonna be interesting. Do you think they're gonna still have issues, sort of still the shipping problems? Not problems, but adjustment of their shipping stuff?
Well, that's the great unknown. So let's unpack this. There's a lot of things going on, obviously, with this pandemic. Cases are spiking. I'm starting to see a lot of signs when I'm out and about, once again, due to supply chain problems, due to problems with our suppliers. Like, I think there's still some issues out there. It may be related to the fact that we can't even get our trash picked up. And one of the reasons is because so many people are home and just making trash. And I think what a lot of the people, like my lady friend, she goes to the store. She goes, the store was packed. I said, because no one has anything else to do. Nobody can really travel except the people who don't care. There's nothing to do. So all people doing is just consuming. They're just buying everything. I tried to buy a bike the other day. I can't even get my bike fixed.
Oh,
I tried to buy. Yeah. So I tried to buy a stationary bike thinking, all right, I got to prepare for winter, the gym. I'm not certainly not stepping in front of the gym. I can't get anything. And I think if there's another lockdown, then we're going to see, the cases that we had in March repeated all over again. So, I think that's why they kind of put their foot on the brake and said, all right, let's see what's going to happen. But anything past October would not make sense for a Prime Day. So I think it's like the lesser of two evils. I don't know.
It seems like a desperate, like, oh, we need to make this money. We need to make up for this. So we have to do it in October.
I don't think it's we need to make this money. I think it's like our consumers are kind of expecting us to do this. Yes, we will make lots of money from it.
True.
Yeah, well, I think even if they do it in October, I think maybe for holidays, it's not a bad thing either, right? Because everybody is going to shop other things and might as well do it in October. So I think for them, it's good.
Yeah. And I've seen other articles out now where they're basically like, you know what? Black Friday's done. Like everything is Black Friday now. It's just everyone is just, and it has to do with a lot of the, with the economy. A lot of people are shopping on price, and a lot of merchants are now slashing prices just to make up for the volume lost. So it's a different, we're in a different world. I think this is going to be a very interesting holiday season. I mean, for e-commerce, obviously, it's going to be mind-blowing, the numbers you're going to see. But yeah, I don't know about this Prime Day. Again, if it's past October, it's kind of silly. I'm looking forward to see what happens.
I mean, honestly, I start my Christmas shopping in like September anyway, so... just to make sure.
You're one of those weirdos, huh? You're like,
yeah, I am one of those weirdos.
My mom's like okay, October 15th, I'm done.
Okay, that's how me and my mom are too. I get like overly prepared.
I'm done now because I don't buy anybody anything. So
I feel that. I feel that.
I'm a minimalist. Sorry, I can't fight anything.
I'm a minimalist.
That's against my religion.
True.
All right, let's close this one with a little stat time. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has seen his net worth soar during the pandemic to $171.6 billion with a capital B, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Amazon stock is up more than 50% for the year. As a matter of fact, the current share price as of July 13th, 2020 is, what do you guys think it is? Bart, you would probably know. Britt, you probably have no clue, right?
I don't know the number, but I know they just became, their market cap is, oh no, that's just Apple. I don't know where it's running right now.
Brett, what's your guess? Quickly, we have to end this episode.
I don't even have like...
500s?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too.
Current share price of Amazon stock as of July 13th, 2020 is $3,236.95 per share.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Per share. Oh my hold on to that, you wait till it splits, and then you buy more. That's your stock tip for the day.
I know. I need to get more into it.
We'll show you the way. All right. That is your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.